first question comes from Darius Gorski. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'm not in the office, so apologies for the potential noise in the back, and I'll shoot my three questions and then I'll go on mute if you don't mind. The first question is that what went wrong in the first quarter? I'm not referring to Agora, but to the market. What do you think were what reasons for the slower than expected growth? And a side question or additional question here, you guiding for 3-5% market growth in television, which appears to be at the lower end of what TVN had guided us for, so you seem to be more cautious than the other media company on the market. Any comments on that? Second question, or third, is shall we expect some swift cost-cutting activity after worse than expected performance of the market? And fourth question is, do you consider first Q to have been a good, bad, or mediocre quarter for your cinema business? Thank you.
Now, first, the market. As you know, we're expecting that the market in the first quarter will be much better than it was at the end. The advertisers are were very careful in planning and executing all the advertising campaigns. I think it's related to the slowdown of the investments as well. So if you look at all the components of GDP during the first quarter, I believe that we shouldn't be surprised that the advertising market slowed down as well compared to what we all were expecting. Now, about the growth in television advertising market, I know that that's the lower end, what TVN was saying, but, you know, more or less we are in the same ballpark, and they are more optimistic than we are, but I believe that we are in the same range, more or less. Cost cutting, of course, we're going to be, you know, looking at our costs. It's something that, as you know from previous years, we know how to do it. But of course, there is a certain limit to the cost cutting. And we had some pressure on payroll as well, and because due to the what is happening on the market as well, and after 2 years of cost cutting, even including payroll, so we had some pressure on payroll as well. So I'm not expecting that we'll do something spectacular on the cost side. The first quarter for cinemas, I think, you know, looking at the number of tickets sold, we are happy with the results. We are not happy with that we couldn't increase the average ticket price. But that's, as I mentioned already, it's due to the lack of films in the 3D technology. But of course, looking at the cinema business only in quarter, I don't think it's the right way of looking at this business, because as you remember, I believe that in each year we have certain hits, certain very good movies, and they appear in different years in different periods. So it really depends. There are some really good movies coming to the market, and we believe it will be important for the cinema business. And plus, of course, the cinema business, especially in summertime, is very sensitive to the weather. So if it's raining, more people will go to the cinemas as well. I hope I answer your questions.
Thank you, but if I may have a follow-up. I know that this is a question that you may have no answer to, but I was just wondering whether, because we all got the market wrong, obviously, and the question is whether the factors that, you know, negatively impacted the advertisers' propensity to spend were one-off or external, like, you know, the high crude or, you know, the Fukushima or Middle East unrest, whatever. So maybe if these things are gone, maybe the market will recover stronger than you think. So do you think these were entirely the external factors, or there is more structural issue here?
No, I think you're right. All those things had the influence of the on the advertising market.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Andrzej Klingowka, ING. Can I just have a follow-up question on cinemas? Can you give us a sense of what was your organic change in tickets sold in the first quarter? By organic, I mean excluding the new cinema openings in the last 12 months. So what was the change in the old cinemas which were open in first quarter 2010?
We didn't have any new cinema openings.
So there was no cinema openings or extensions?
No.
Over the last 12 months?
No.
All right. And how did you manage to do it? Because obviously, you know, first quarter last year was a record quarter for industry in Poland, with Avatar on the screens from mid-December or late December, and most of the other market players are expected to have quite substantial organic declines in the tickets sold. So what was the differentiating factor here?
We're putting a lot of effort about what movies are we showing in our cinemas and for how long and how we change the copies between our different cinemas. So that's mainly the reason that we managed to increase the number of tickets sold. So it's it was really the, you know, I will say a copy movement engineering.
Yeah, I got it. Do you have a sense of market share gain that you had in the first quarter 2011 in terms of tickets sold in Poland? Because your market share must have gone up in that first quarter.
No, we don't have this number. We don't have this number, so...
That's okay. Thank you very much.
We have a follow-up question from Dariusz Górski. Please go ahead.
Hi, again. On potential, I wouldn't say cost-cutting, maybe savings. I mean, looking at the breakdown of your costs, clearly salaries are difficult because obviously you had them at a low level in 2010. So, again, to return to that level is a little bit tricky. Marketing and promotion is already very low. Actually, hasn't moved here and there. So again, this was low level, still low level. So to me, there is very few areas where you can materially cut your costs. I mean, obviously raw materials and energy, but can you really do that? And then there is chunky other. But any comments on?
No, that's why I said that you shouldn't be expecting that we do some miracles things about the costs, because as you mentioned, I mean, the marketing is pretty low on the materials, the production costs. I mean, here the energy, it's something that it doesn't really depends, and we hardly can do anything about it because that's a cost of energy. The newsprint, the paper, gone up, as you know. That's something that we were saying in the fourth quarter as well, that we were expecting that the cost of paper and the newsprint will go up. So there's only a few areas that we can do. You're right. I mean, on the cost side, there's only a few things that we can do.
Thank you. And a last question from me is, how did April look like? And maybe a comment on May. I was just wondering how this improvement, which nonetheless your numbers imply for the full year, will be shaped? Should we expect a back-loaded recover, or will this be more even? So basically, how do you think second quarter is shaping up? Same trend or same low propensity to spend, or is you seeing an improvement already in second quarter?
Well, as you know, I cannot comment on the second quarter, right? You have to wait for our results, but I think you can drive your own conclusions looking how we are estimating the advertising market in different media. And you know that the advertising market is seasonal.
Okay, thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Indrek Nigwoga. Please go ahead.
To also update us, what's the story on the public tender for the bus and tram stops? In Warsaw, in terms of outdoor, was there any progress in that tender? Can you just maybe shed some light. Where do we stand on that? When do you expect the results of the tender to be announced?
We believe that according to the information that we have, that the city most probably would like to end up the process at the end of summer.
Was there any shortlist announced in the meantime, or is it still the same kind of contenders
Not yet. Today we are at the same stage that we were, 3 months ago. But the only thing we know that there are new dates, and there is a willingness from the city to decide who is going to be running the bus stops in the city lights in Warsaw by the end of summer.
Right, and did the city clarify for how long the contract would be given? Because I think last time around we didn't even know whether that's going to be 10 years or 7 years or.
Not yet. We don't have the proposed contracts yet. So we are more or less at the same stage. We don't have any new papers from the city.
Right. Thank you.
So I would like to thank you for joining us today on Friday afternoon. So I would like to wish you a nice weekend, and thank you very much.